Without going into all the physiological differences between static and dynamic range of motion, the easiest way to begin to improve your desired range of motion is to remember that which you do most, you do best. Simply speaking, your body stops you from doing things that are not normal for it in fear of getting hurt. If you want to reach down and touch your toes and can't, your body is having a little conversation with itself. Hey, why are you bending down over like this? We never bend over like this. If we keep going, I don't think we'll be able to get back. I'm going to put a stop to this before we get ourselves into something we can't get out of. So your body puts on the brakes. You feel a sharp stretch that allows you only to touch your knees. To improve your ability to touch your toes, you have to redefine what your body deems to be normal and where it feels comfortable. So, if a couple times a day you reach down to your knees, your body's self-talk becomes, "Here we go again, down to the knees, no problem." And as it becomes accustomed to you reaching for your knees, a new normal is created. After a short time, you are reaching to your knees without any sense of stretch. So you reach a little further into a range your body doesn't deem normal and start the whole process over again until you can touch your shins and eventually your toes. A similar self-talk goes on with dynamic movements, both for the range and the speed of a movement. A common example I like to use is the family reunion shoulder. It is common at many family reunions to play a game of pickup volleyball. Without fail, it seems that someone hurts his or her shoulder. Why is this? Because they scared the bejesus out of their body. How often does the average person raise their hands above their head, other than putting on a t-shirt? Not very often. So their body gets used to this limited range of motion and the slow speed at which it's performed. This limited and slow state is what their body perceives as normal. Then, all of a sudden, they decide to play that semi-annual game of volleyball. They send their arms swinging this way and that at tremendous speeds relative to what their body deems normal. And so it reacts by putting on the brakes and contracting that muscle. They say, "I'm just going to hit the ball." Their body says, "Put on the brakes! Something is trying to send the arm flying!" Their body naturally wins, and they end up on the sideline holding their shoulder with the sharp pain of muscles and spasm to protect themselves from any more wild stunts. If your goal is to improve your dynamic range of motion, then you must do dynamic movements and exercises that progressively increase the range and the speed of a particular motion. What you're trying to do is reset what your body deems normal. In the volleyball example, it was not the fact that the arm was raised above the shoulder that caused the injury. They had the ability to perform the static motion, but the dynamic speed that caused the body to react.